The Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jones and the City Slickers and Dorothy Day of Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Theodolom, George Rock, and our guest for tonight, the celebrated Paige Cavanaugh Trio. Good music has the power to give your spirit a lift, to make you feel as though you've taken wings and are flying amongst the clouds. Listen then while Spike Jones and the City Slickers positively make you soar as they play Babyface. Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jones bidding you welcome to the Spotlight Review. Tonight we're at Medina Temple in Chicago, playing for members of the Telephone Pioneers Club of America, employees of the Illinois Bell Telephone Company. To be a pioneer, you must have been in telephone work for more than 21 years, and that shows you what you can do when you've got good connections. We now swing the spotlight to...
Pardon me, Mr. Jones. Could I be excused from playing my clarinet tonight? I had a fight with my girl, and I'm simply not in the mood.
Why, Lily, what happened?
Well, we were sitting in the parlor. First, I rested my little head on her big, soft shoulder. Then she rested her big, soft head on my little shoulder.
Well, what caused the argument?
Incompatibility.
Incompatibility?
Yep. Incompact, and he had more ability.
Poor kid, he can't help it. He wears elevator shoes and keeps falling off his shoes. Ladies and gentlemen, a very welcome diversion at this time in the person of the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shea.
Hello, everybody. Gosh, Spike, isn't this weather wonderful?
I'll say, Dorothy, it drove me right out on the golf course. And today I got 65 for 18 holes.
65 for 18 holes? Why, that's terrific.
Yep. All the other caddies only got 2 bits. Then I took a walk in Grant Park.
Oh, I did too, Spike. Everything was so nice and green, and you could hear the hum of activity amongst the wildlife. What do you suppose they talk about?
Oh, it's probably the birds and bees telling their young all about people. I think spring is the nicest time of the year, huh?
Well, it's the most romantic. Now, you know...
Listen to those birds.
Isn't that sweet? I bet it's a boy bird and a girl bird. And he's telling her that he loves her. Let's listen.
I love you!
Isn't that divine?
Yeah, Andy divine. Gosh, Dorothy, I didn't know spring affected you like that.
Oh, yes, Spike. Sometimes it gets you so you don't know where you are or who you are. I'm even confused about this song I'm going to sing. But I've had a lot of requests for it, so here it is.
I'm funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandma. Many, many years ago when I was 23, I was married to a widower as grand as he could be. This widower had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her and soon they two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. For my daughter was my mother's heart, she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the mother of of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, then that also made him brother of the widower's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. For I'm my own grandma. Father's wife then had a son who kept him on the run. And he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My husband is now my mother's father, and it makes me blue, because although he is my spouse, he's my grandfather too. Now if my husband is my grandfather, then I'm his grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As wife of my grandfather, I am my own grandma. Oh, I'm my own grandma. I'm my own grandma. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. For I'm my own grandma.
Here in the fortunate United States and Canada, we pick up a receiver to make a day to set a conference to announce the birth or death, taking the wonders of the telephone entirely for granted. But let a heavy windstorm break down the service temporarily, and we begin to realize how important the telephone is in every phase of our daily lives. Radio programs, news stories, even photos are sent by phone. It's a sentinel of safety or a cheerful service. Billions of conversations flash over the wires in a single year through more than 36 million telephones, over half the telephones in the entire world. We are particularly pleased to be able to perform tonight for over 660,000 Bell System employees and for the 87,000 telephone workers employed by more than 5,000 independent telephone companies. To these men and women who are serving the public in the most modern communication system in the world, a salute from the workers who bring you Coca-Cola.
Yes, most of you will recognize the music you hear now as the beautiful None But the Lonely Heart, a musical jewel in the crown of Peter Tchaikovsky's achievements. The City Slickers portray for us now the episode that inspired Tchaikovsky to write None But the Lonely Heart.
No, John. It's best that we part, John. You have another wife, and I have another husband. And he has another wife. And she has another husband. It isn't the simplest sort of arrangement. Is it? No, after all our years of wedded bliss, it's off me to St. John. We must think of the child. After all, we do have a child. And he has a child. And the child has another wife. And she has another husband. And he has a child. And that child, John, is our child. I must go away somewhere and figure this thing out. Off be to St. John. Off be to St. John.
What about?
But Gilda, dear, I know you have another husband, and that he has another wife, and that she has another husband, and that our own child, through marriage, is now my uncle and your sister's father on your grandmother's side. But can't we cross this over? There's still time. Our divorce doesn't become final for another 5 minutes.
We'll talk it over some other day, John, but not today.
Why not, dear?
Today, I am to be married. Bonsoir, John. Prophet, awkward as hell. Au revoir. Adios. Aloha.
How do you like that? She didn't even say goodbye.
That number nearly made me cry. How did you ever manage to learn so much about the tragedy of a shattered romance?
Oh, well, Dorothy, I listen to all the soap operas.
Oh, you do?
Sure. Why, when I need personal advice, I listen to Mr. Anthony. When I need legal advice, I listen to Portia Faces Life. But last week, I was really stumped.
What happened?
I wrenched my back, and I didn't know whether to listen to Joyce Jordan, girl intern, or young Dr. Malone. Dorothy, to lift us out of this dramatic mood and liven the proceedings up a bit, let's call on the very popular Paige Cab in our trio.
Thank you, everybody. And Spike and Dorothy, it's a treat being here on the spotlight as usual. Really, I think you're both so wonderful and your music is just great.
How do you like that? This kid's in line for a raise already.
Paige, we think you're wonderful, too. You know, they say when you boys serenade a woman, it releases part of her soul.
That's right, Dorothy. These kids have already got most of the women running around half-souled.
Well, we did study a little. But you, Spike, you must have studied music quite extensively.
Well, I had to. To make me practice, my brother used to whack me with a ping-pong paddle. My sister used to whack me with a ping-pong paddle. My father whacked me with a tennis racket. He didn't like ping-pong. But, Paige, I see your boys are all set up over there, so what have you got in the way of a song, huh?
You, Spike. You're standing between him and the microphone.
Oh, dear.
Well, Spike, we got a little number called I Would Do Anything for You.
And it's one of their popular recording arrangements. Ladies and gentlemen, the Paige Cavanaugh Trio.
Just to prove that I love you, here's the little things I do. I would swim the ocean wide. I would cross the great divide. I would do anything for you. I would take a trip to Mars. I would even count the stars. I would do anything for you. I'd gladly give a fortune just to see you smile and hear you say I love you every little while. In my heart there's ecstasy, long as you have faith in me, I would do anything for you.
Thank you, boys. In a few moments, we'll prevail on the Paige Cavanaugh Trio to do some more for us. Right now, here's Myron Walter.
We're glad to hear that all the Illinois Bell Telephone Company plants have installed Coca-Cola coolers so that everybody can work refreshed.
Time now for another song.
Hey, don't forget.
I say it's time now for another song.
Don't you remember me? I'm playing for the Spike Jones fan club up there in Lower Englewood, and I buy all your records, and I listen to you every Friday night. And when I grow up, I want to be a city kicker. My name is Georgie, and I brought you a present, and I'm... Hello.
Hello, Georgie. You say you brought me a present.
Yes, Mr. Jones. It's my favorite pet frog. Here, take it.
Oh, Georgie, I couldn't take your favorite pet frog.
Well, that's all right. He died this morning. But if you don't want it, I read a poem for you anyway.
Let's settle for the poem, huh?
Okay. To Spike Jones, the arrival of spring gives you something to pause on. Let the season pass quick and soon, summer draws on. Then before you know it, fall will have fell. And winter will be here, as cold as usual.
You got to hand it to that kid, and I wish somebody would. But right now, we swing the spotlight over to Beth and Dorothy Shea as she sings Love Is So Terrific.
Love is so terrific, such a funny feeling, makes you want to cuddle and cling, makes you sentimental, makes you kind of gentle, terrific thing. Love is so prolific, sends your head a reeling, makes you want to giggle and sing, makes you sigh and wonder, it's just like thunder. The busy thing, life rearranges, suddenly changes, everything strange as it can be. Memory gets hazy, then you go crazy. Wow, look what it's done to me. Love is so terrific, such a busy feeling, makes you hear the wedding bells ring, melts away your collar, makes you wanna holler, terrific thing.
Sound terrific anyway, Dorothy. We feature now a young man with a voice whose face is his fortune. And it's fortunate you can't see his face. Here he is, Doodles Weaver's Professor Tittlebaum.
Thank you. Since tomorrow is Kentucky Derby Day, I have fittingly selected my old Kentucky home. I believe I'm in voice. Particularly in voice, music by Sophie, please, Kentucky home. Now the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky dome. The sun shines bright on my old Kentucky hen, my old Arnucky pen. My hair is gone again. Maybe I better start over. The sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer, the voices are gay. The torn rob skype, the roaring cob sight, the corn cob pipe. The corn tops ripe and the bloomers in the med.
Bloomers?
The meadows are on the bloom, while the birds make music all the day. Today. Just today, a man came up to me and says, "Have you seen today's papers?" I said, "No, what's in them?" He said, "My lunch." That's a killer! Now the young folks bowl, the young folks roll, and they never make their point. That's not the right game. The young folks are all on a little cabin floor, all merry, all happy, all bright, all grand, all clear, all out, all in, all aboard, Albany, Alamo, Dolomy, Alley, Alley, Anson, Free, Alley, Oop, all or nothing at all. Sounds like Frank Sinatra. You know, Frank Sinatra is so thin, if he was fuzzy, he'd make a good pipe cleaner. By and by, hard times come a-knocking at my door, then my old Kentucky home, good night. I could use a good night. I'm telling you, last night I asked my friend to dig me up a date. I took one look at her, and I think he really did. Oh, weep no more, my lady. Oh, weep no more today. We will sing one song. I wrote a song once, entitled "Hi Diddle Diddle, the Captain and Fiddle." The cow jumped 50 feet and only got third place. We will sing one song for my old Kentucky home. Oh, Kentucky, what a state, the home of the bluegrass thoroughbreds. And tomorrow, the Kentucky Derby with those fine horses. Horses! And there they go. It's Teeny Evelyn out in first. Dawn is coming up like thunder. Linda Winnett's third. Red Bub doing Betty. And it's Durante by a nose. Durante by a nose! For the old Kentucky home, far away.
Touché, Professor. Now Paige Cavanaugh, Dorothy Shea, and the City Slickers create a blue mood with Blue Moon, Am I Blue, and the Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gave to Me.
Blue Moon, you seem in the loop, without you in my heart, without love my heart. Hey Moon, you know just what I'm here for, you hear me saying a prayer for, just love my heart. And the sun appeared before me, the only chick my heart could ever hold. Then she was to say, adore me, I'm a maid with a babe on the lurch, lurch, moon. Now I'm no longer alone, without you in my heart, I gotta love my heart. 'Cause I love her, yes she loves her. I gotta love my heart. Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Am I blue? You'd be too if he's playing with your man. Was a time I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Was I gay till today? Now he's gone. Am I blue?
Speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now here's Spike and Dorothy.
Friends, before we hang up, we want to thank the telephone people for asking us here tonight. Right, Dorothy?
Well, since this is a party line, Spike, I'll take that for a party line.
That reminds me, Dorothy, I've got to call my girl. I promised to be with her after the show.
Oh, are you going to spend the evening at the pump room and have sizzling steaks on a flaming sword?
Well, I'd like to, but she'll insist on her living room with cold beans on a paper plate. Good night, folks.
Good night.
And next week, when you're on the job, may we suggest that you work refreshed. Next Friday's Spotlight Review with Pearl Eye as a guest at 10:30 Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air this Sunday on this same CBS station at 6:30 Eastern Daylight Saving Time with Percy Faith, James Foreman, and your host, Roger Pryor. Mike Jones and the City Slickers will visit Sheboygan, South Bend, Davenport, Marshalltown, Cedar Rapids, and then Chicago for next Friday's Spotlight Review. Dorothy Shea opens at the Chase Hotel in St. Louis this Monday. America's security is your security. Save through U.S. security bonds. Buy them where you work or where you bank. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.